So welcome to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. I'm Ian Faith.
I'm Galen Belinsky.
And today we're sitting down with a special guest who we're really excited to meet, William O'Flaherty. William, I hope I'm getting your name pronounced right. And it sounds like a good old Irish name there as well.
Yes. Yeah, you did quite well.
William, thank you so much for joining us. And for our audience, who is William O'Flaherty?
Ah, the mystery. Who am I? Yes. Well, I do usually identify myself as a family counselor. I have a master's degree in counseling. And for the last 16 years, I've been with the same agency doing the same type of job as a family counselor. The child is the identified, but we work with the whole family system. And then more recently, actually February of this year, I learned something about myself that I didn't know. I was officially diagnosed as being autistic. Specifically, it's called level one. Previously, before 2013, they simply referred to it as Asperger's. Actors like Dan Aykroyd and Anthony Hopkins, who has played C.S. Lewis, are also on the spectrum. And then in terms of other things I've done, it includes being a professional radio announcer, and I've been a school guidance counselor. And I've written a couple of books about Lewis.
Well, yeah, and that's one hell of a resume. And, you know, we found you after we launched the podcast, and you actually reached out to us. And it was thrilling in the early days of getting all these different people who know so much about C.S. Lewis. And it was, to me, breathtaking. Your depth of knowledge on C.S. Lewis. So where did your love for C.S. Lewis begin? And maybe share a little bit how you discovered C.S. Lewis.
Sure. Yeah. They're very closely related. It was much later in life, although it is through a typical entry point for many people, and that is through Narnia. But it was only late in high school that I started to, that I first read him. It was an assignment in English class. And just like the Screwtape Letters, Lewis shared once that somebody picked it among a list of books because it was the shortest one. I picked The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe among a list of books because it was about the shortest one. And I just really enjoyed it. And then that led me to wanting to know more about him. I'm sure I probably noticed that there were more books in the series, but I wanted something different. And I was at the Christian bookstore, and I asked one of the salespeople, and they shared with me the Screwtape Letters. And after that, I read Mere Christianity.
Hey, Galen, do you even remember where and when you were turned on to the Screwtape Letters? Was it before we met, or?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I had been aware of the Screwtape Letters for a long time, going back to teen years as well. Had read a couple of the letters here and there, but didn't read them until, didn't actually like pick up the book and read it all the way through. Actually, until right before you and I connected about it.
Right.
And it was the first time I'd always been aware of that piece of work. I knew it was profound. I knew it was brilliant, but it wasn't until I actually kind of picked it up and went all the way through it that I really, really became, really dove into it in a sense.
Yeah, because I remember hearing some quotes on the radio, and it's funny how there's, you get people like Paul Harvey and others. And then I was listening to Seth Leibson's show, and he actually before that, Dennis Prager's show, and he quoted C.S. Lewis. And I thought, you know, people like that, they have a gift. It's something beyond your everyday writers. And I just had to look into it. And you know, my journey into C.S. Lewis was through that. You know, when you get things like the Meditations, you know, Marcus Aurelius, I heard two lines on that and I'm like, I've got to read this. And it was sort of the same thing with the Screwtape Letters. I just said very little about it. And instantly I'm like, mm-hmm. I have to dig into this. It's amazing.
Well, I've been blessed back in around 2018, which was the tail end of going through some transitions in life, I started to go back to reading C.S. Lewis. I had read a fair amount of him, and then from that, then I got into doing a podcast not long after and such. And then, you know, going to hear people speak. And so most of my friends that enjoy Lewis or usually ones that have written other material, because that's part of how I got into podcasting. It's like, okay, if I interview them, then the publisher will give me a free copy of their book. But then, at church, I have several friends that like Lewis and over the years, there's been different things that people say, oh yeah, I like Mere Christianity, or right. I like Narnia, and some are familiar with Screwtape, but even though it was his first claim to fame, as you may or may not know, he was on the cover of Time magazine before he was famous for Narnia. So you guys may or may not know this, but Lewis was so famous for the Screwtape letters, and 3 years before Narnia came out, he was on the cover of Time magazine. Yeah, he was on that. Now, he was having a book come out. Miracles was just out. And so, and then he was quite popular, of course, in the UK because of his radio program. And his books were selling well in America. So when Miracles was coming out, they interviewed him because of the fame of the Screwtape letters. And as I've shared with people at various times, can you imagine, you know, being so well known for something, you know, later in life, and then being famous before that to be on the cover of Time magazine? Now, modern people may not care much or know much about Time, but, you know, that's like, you know, the old being on the cover of the Rolling Stone or, you know, something like that.
Sports Illustrated, sure. Right. It's
a big deal in the 40s, eh?
Yeah.
So a question for you then, William. So did your love for C.S. Lewis play a part in your walk with faith and finding Jesus at all? Or
I had actually become a Christian year before I started reading Lewis, which again was because of a English assignment in a public high school. But so even though he wasn't instrumental in me coming to the faith, he definitely has been instrumental in helping me grow in the faith because of his different genres and his writing style. You know, I enjoyed Screwtape Letters for the humor in it, but also as I'm reading it, I'm going, I can relate, you know, to how this guy is being tempted, and gee, is the enemy trying to mess with me in the same kind of way? And then the rational but yet interesting way he presents not only how, you know, believable Christianity can be, but practical ways in which it lives out in our lives. And so that was very foundational in the early days.
Well, you hit on two big ones for me then, because I feel exactly the same way, which is explaining how demonic forces attack people. I think he nailed it in there. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, probably a lot of Christians, probably don't even say, well, I don't know if there's another realm with demons and other spirits and all this sort of stuff. It's heaven. But it's kind of clear as you get older that we have external forces and really ethereal forces that affect us in so many ways with so many things. Like, you know, people hear the angel on each shoulder, one the good angel and the bad angel. You know, take it. You can take it. No one will know. And you go, where is this coming from? and it's kind of crazy that it does work like that. So, yeah, I think you really hit on that. So which of the works of C.S. Lewis would you say, you know, has had the most impact on you? Is it the Screwtape Letters?
Well, yeah, overall, that definitely, which, you know, led to me back in 2016 was when my, I like to call it an enhanced study guide, because it's more than just a study guide, came out. And so I was very fascinated by it, gave out copies, bought myself a new one after giving one away because, you know, someone didn't return it or, you know, things of that nature. And so that was very, very foundational. But as I'm sure anyone who has read across the different books that the various books that Lewis has written, they enjoy them and have benefited from them in various different ways. Like even the Narnia stories, that they've touched me in various different ways. There's another fictional work called Till We Have Faces that is very good, that speaks to me. Then his book, Reflection on the Psalms, a more devotional type, or more Christian type direct book, has spoken to me. But then science fiction trilogy, Out of the Silent Planet, and the other ones in that series, they've touched me as well. And the Four Loves, it's, you know, I could go on and on.
You could go on, right? So for the younger generation. You know, they know Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and they may know the Narnia stories. But what would you say to the younger generation, especially about the Screwtape Letters and the need to read it, the need to dig into this, especially if you are a Narnia fan?
Right. Yeah. Great question. Yeah. Because I think, you know, most people, you know, do learn about Lewis through Narnia, and probably a lot younger than late in high school. But then they may be dismissive to think, you know, well, why should I care about, you know, what a children's author might have to say about other things, right, without realizing that Lewis taught at Oxford and Cambridge. And in addition to scholarly works that he wrote that was very impactful in his in academia, he also wrote, you know, enjoyable fiction, poems. He wrote other useful works about the Christian faith. And so, you know, I would encourage people to not just go, oh, yeah, he wrote Narnia. Oh, you know, the movies that are out there, they're kind of cute and everything. In fact, that's what most people that aren't too familiar with Lewis, you know, they kind of equate, okay, you're into Narnia, I'm into the Lord of the Rings, or I'm into the Avengers, you know, Marvel characters, yeah, or things of that nature. It's like, oh, Lewis is such, you know, he's much more deep than that. And so I think the, you know, those, you know, in the younger generation should, you know, definitely consider Lewis on a much more serious level, and the fact that you can enjoy him just from his fictional works, as well as he's not preachy, but he has a good spiritual depth, and he can, you know, speak to, you know, across the ages.
And I think it's amazing how he brings people into Christianity without that over outreach. And that's what I find so fascinating. So maybe last question for this interview, and I hope we can have you back again, which is, which of C.S. Lewis's works or writings is, you know, current in your world at the moment? Is there any one you're more focused on than another?
Well, yeah, that's like asking someone, which I know this is not the question you ask, you know, what's your favorite C.S. Lewis book in it? And I've heard many people answer, well, it happens to be what I'm reading lately. And so actually, because of, you know, at the time of this recording in mid-June, I'm going to be speaking next month at a smaller gathering in the Indianapolis area.
I saw that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Which will be about the Screwtape Letters. So with your podcast as well, I actually haven't been reading the Screwtape Letters in the last several years. So I'm going back rereading. And so, you know, that's been a focus. And then I, you know, have on my list in terms of trying to just maybe kick back, but yet still enjoy, you know, the something by Lewis, and that would be the science fiction trilogy.
Right.
So that's kind of things that kind of stand out right now. Of course, I always enjoy Mere Christianity. I have audios to that. Well, most of Lewis's books, or not most of them, but quite a few of them, are available in audio. That's how I do like to, so to speak. And so, I can avail myself of quite a few.
Well, William, thank you so much for joining us. Will you actually give our audience information on how they can find your podcast as well?
Certainly, yeah. So for my Lewis material, things are centralized through the website essentialcslewis.com. And then I do have a YouTube channel. It's not called that. I have quite a few different things that I do, like different names on Facebook and whatnot. But just about anything, you can basically get the latest information from that. Some of my YouTube releases might get posted there and not yet on the website, but you can still get to it through there. So that's going to be the best way.
Great. And I'll make sure we put links in the description as well, so people can find it. So William, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.